Now to India. Today it was that country's turn to host the Olympic torch. In India, there are more Tibetan exiles than in any other country in the world, so it's hardly surprising that the Indian government was braced for trouble. New Delhi's city center was closed, and protesters, as well as almost everyone else, were kept at bay. As a result, the torch's travels were much calmer than in San Francisco, London, or Paris. Still, as our correspondent Philip Reeves discovered, it was a remarkable day.
The day begins with a prayer and then a song.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday.
A group of Tibetan Buddhist monks, along with a handful of leaders from different faiths, gathers at the cremation site of Mahatma Gandhi, the champion of nonviolent resistance. A flame burns day and night beside Gandhi's memorial. These people have come to pray before the start of a non-violent march, a march about the arrival in New Delhi of another eternal flame, the Olympic torch. They set off through the hot streets. Soon there are hundreds of them, angry young Tibetans brandishing brightly coloured Tibetan flags. It isn't long before the marchers are in their stride. Police on horseback clatter alongside. A few policemen carry blankets. These are to douse the flames in case any protesters try to immolate themselves. This event's billed as an alternative torch run. The Tibetans have their own torch. This receives an ecstatic welcome from other protesters waiting in a tent at the march's end. But you only have to look at the surrounding posters to realise that the festive mood is misleading. Pictures on the walls show close-ups of blood-drenched corpses, purportedly victims of China's recent crackdown in Tibet. The official torch run is far less lively. The Indian government, eager not to disrupt a fragile but improving relationship with China, has locked down the centre of New Delhi in one of the biggest security operations the capital's seen. Some 70 sportsmen and celebrities, including Bollywood stars, carry the torch from the presidential palace to the India Gate Monument. Jogging alongside them in tracksuits are Chinese and Indian security forces. There's a small invited audience, but the public's been kept away. In the end, the Tibetans didn't mount any really headline-catching demonstrations, but they did certainly make an impact.
This roundabout is normally one of the busiest in the city. It's crammed with traffic, it's noisy, it's polluted, and yet right now it is completely silent.
Occasionally the silence is broken. A handful of protesters breaks through the security cordon. They're swiftly bundled into police vans, but not before achieving their goal. The goal of all of the many Tibetans, in fact, who came to New Delhi today, which is to get their message across.
Free Tibet! Free Tibet!
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Free Tibet! Free Tibet!
Thank you.